garbage collector.
Okay, and if someone was rushing you, you might say,
just wait a minute.
All right. And you were on a train coming into this city, you might ask the conductor,
how far is it to Chicago?
Okay. And do you use look here in any context at all? Look here or see here?
No.
No. And if you want to know the frequency someone did something, you might ask how.
How often?
Yeah. And if I said I'm not going to do something, you agree with me, you might say, but you're going to do the same thing.
I'm not going to do it either.
Okay. And this is my...
forehead?
This is my...
ear?
No, this is my left ear, isn't it?
Right ear.
All right. And if I didn't shave, I'd grow a...
beard.
And this is my...
mouth.
And one.
Two.
And two.
Teeth.
And this is the one of my hand.
Palm.
And above the teeth. Right above the teeth.
The gum.
Plural.
Gums.
And I make two...
fists.
And you might call this elbow, wrist, knees, and so forth. You might call them... pains in the...
joints.
Yeah. And this is my...
chest.
And these are my...
shoulders.
And a person who gets around quite a bit, you say, my, she certainly is...
been around.
Or she, you know, she's an older person and is quite active. You know what I mean? She's...
she's spry.
All right. And if a man comes in and moves your television set all by himself, thing weighs great amount, you say, my, he certainly is...
strong.
All right. What does the word stout mean to you?
Fat.
Would you say the what means fat?
The word stout means fat.
Okay. Now, if you had fear of something, you'd say, "No, I'm not going to go because I'm
afraid."
All right. And do you use "didn't used to be" in any kind of construction?
No.
And if the you might say he was a reckless driver, but if he's not really that bad, you might just say he's a what kind of driver?
Wild driver?
No, kid. Not reckless, but somewhat of that kid. He's not careful. He's
careless.
Yeah, was that the way you'd say it?
He's
a what? Say it in a sentence.
He's a careless driver.
All right, and a word meaning peculiar, beginning with a Q. What does this word mean to you?
Strange.
What's the word?
Queer.
All right. Now, strange in what sense? Do you associate the word queer with homosexuality?
Yes.
Is that the only meaning it has to you?
No.
I mean, is this the primary meaning of the word in your mind?
Being different.
Yeah. Would you be hesitate to use the word in polite conversation for fear that that it might be misunderstood to mean this though?
Yes.
Okay. And a person won't change his mind easily. Say, he's awfully what?
Hard to convince.
Yeah, but even if he knows he's wrong,
he's stubborn.
Yeah, and a person easily offended, you say he's
easily hurt.
Yeah, or he's awfully
sensitive.
All right, and a person became quite riled up, you say he got awfully
upset.
All right, or
excited.
Or he became furious. He got awfully
angry.
All right, and so you might tell him to keep
calm.
All right, and a person who works all day and is now awfully
tired.
He's all what? He's
all worn out.
All right. Other names for tired, that you know. Other words.
Lethargic.
Okay. I mean, just common terms. Though. I really am tired.
Beat.
All right. Any others like that?
No.
And a person, what, sick? She suddenly, what, sick? She suddenly...
got sick.
Okay. And he, what, cold? He...
he caught a cold.
If a person can't talk, his laryngitis, you might simply say he's...
lost his voice.
He can talk, maybe his voice is raspy.
He has a sore throat.
He's...
hoarse.
All right. And he also has a...
cough.
All right, and the doctor says, haven't you, what, your pills, haven't you...
taking your pills?
Person can't hear, he's...